I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Love, exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you.
Women always figure every man comes along wants them.
Love and marriage, love and marriage. They go together like a horse and carriage.
Don't say it's a fine morning or I'll shoot you.
You must think I was born yesterday.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Good morning. I think I'm here. I'm like, wow, I am just kind of having one of those mornings. I think I'm still asleep. It is Saturday, December 8th. It's 10:07.
Sure?
And She Said, He Said is just getting started. We will be here till noon. Got great guests. We'll be telling you all about that, the question of the day, and so much more to have fun with you. So Gordon's a little under the weather. So he,
you might have to boost me a little bit today, Grove. The voice is barely there today.
He's a hacking and a coughing and doing all kind of funny things.
Radio voice going.
We're supposed to have game night over at Logan and Kelly's, and Gordon is going to have to. I think he's going to have to be telling him he can't go, because what would Logan say if you went over there
sick?
Well,
I don't know if I can do it with my voice, but he'd be saying, don't be bringing that sickness in here. I don't want that sickness all in here, because then I got to go to work. I miss work, and I can't make no money, and I can't have that.
He would be so mad at you if you came over sick. But we'll go ahead and come into the station and get everyone sick here, though, right?
That's true.
Did you give Grover a big hug?
No. Grover, come here. Let me plant one on you, buddy.
Now, have you noticed being around the family and the kids? Have you gotten sick at all?
I don't want my jinxing anything.
Yeah. I was just, because the kids are just forever have things running out of their nose and getting something, especially when they're in school. They just spread the love of sickness around. It seems like parents, you can't keep from getting sick. How would you like to be a nurse? I wonder if you get immune to that stuff.
Well, speaking of that, where do you think you get sick the most? Do you think it's from the grocery store? Do you think it's from the gym? Do you think it's from, you said tanning bed sometimes?
I think it's from a hospital.
Yeah, I seriously believe when you go in the hospital, you might as well just count your days.
I got sick last year right after someone I knew was in the hospital.
And you were in there?
Yeah, it was
Amanda's. Have you ever been in the hospital before?
Never. Okay. I've never been, but between my parents and Amanda's daughter had something last year. I've been in
sadly,
enough of them.
I've been in the hospital as a patient way too many times back when just terrible things were happening to my body. And I'm telling you, if you would watch the way they come in and swoop in and clean a room, it is not possible that they clean them and that you wouldn't get sick.
Right.
The cleaning is just way under par. I mean, they kind of slosh a mop around and then go into the next room with that mop and the top, it's really disgusting. They don't get around anything. Yeah, I wouldn't want my worst enemy to have to stay in a hospital.
What are you trying to say?
I have no idea. It's going to be one of those mornings, I'm afraid. So we want to make sure that everybody knows Chesterfield Lifestyle magazine is out. And you can go to chesterfieldlifestyle.com and see the latest issue, which is Winter and Revels. If you're watching on Facebook, it is a beautiful cover. And Mirella. No, you're just saying it like normal.
Well, how do
you have to say it
it
the right way with the accent.
Oh.
And
they
have elegant events.
I can mess hers up.
Elegant events by MJ is the company, and they did the beautiful setting on the front. So inside we have Twinkle Twinkle List, so you can find out all the great places to go and look at lights, which is always a fun thing to do.
And I have them right here. We won't talk about everything. I'll just say it real quick. Candlelight Stroll of Thornhill Estate, Foss Park, Winter Wonderland, Tillis Park, Santa's Magical Kingdom, Jellystone Park, the Hanukkah Festival of Lights and Missouri Botanical Gardens, Anheuser-Busch St. Louis Brewery Lights, Garden Glow Missouri Botanical Gardens Wild Lights St. Louis Zoo, the Kwanzaa Festival of First Fruits, Missouri Botanical
just
Garden.
Going through puberty.
I feel like Peter Brady when it's time to change. Holiday in the Park, Six Flags St. Louis, Celebration of Lights, Fort Sumo Park, and Holiday Night Lights, Rotary Park. There
That's
you go.
A lot. I want someone we're to repeat, put that repeat list. All those back.
We'll put that list on She Said, He Said.
That's a good idea. Which you can go to She Said, He Said, and check out all the fun things that we put on there on Facebook. You can listen to us at 590 AM, of course, 590thefan.com. You can click Listen Live. And then, of course, the easiest thing to do is put 590 app on your phone. And that way, you can listen anywhere in the world, like Michelle in Australia and some people that'll say, hey, I'm in Florida or I'm in California. And that's always cool to think that you can listen to us, you know, anywhere.
This is really cool.
What?
Joe Bazzelli, Kelly, an anchor from KSDK, saw my article in Chesterfield Lifestyle and wants to interview me next week. That never would have happened if it weren't for you. So thank you so much. P.S. Hope Gordon feels better.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, he's it's really cool to see somebody that you met many moons ago when, you know, he's a musician and came on the show that I used to do when Westplex was a radio station. And then to see him now writing songs and knowing that an actual country singer has taken one of his songs. But I have to say, Joe, if you're still listening, it was weird listening to your song.
And
you know,
not singing
and
it.
And you not singing it, you know, because I kept waiting for you to say, I'm like, oh, I forgot. That's right. A country artist.
Right.
He's writing songs for country artists and he's singing a song. But we did see his cameo in it. Which was fun. We're like, there he is.
Yeah. You sing it much better, brother. So,
actually, we have to admit, we really, I know it's terrible to say, but we like your voice with the song. He has a real unique, distinct, deep voice.
You never
voice.
Know. Just like Chris Stapleton. That's how, you know, he wrote songs for people, and then all of a sudden, now he's the singer.
Yeah. So, yeah. They're going
to the entertainer.
Miss having your voice, that's for sure. So, of course, it is National Brownie Day, so you can have brownies today. Now, this one... I mean, who has the job of picking these days? Because I need this job because it's absolutely ridiculous. It's pretend to be a time traveler day. What?
I know, but it's kind of fun. I mean, think about it. So if you could go back in time, where would you travel to?
Probably the 50s, I think.
The 50s?
The 50s and 60s. Well, I guess I was born in the 60s, but the 50s, like poodle skirts, and that would be kind of fun. I wouldn't want to go back to the Game of Thrones days, that's for sure.
No, absolutely not.
Oh my
not.
Gosh.
My goodness.
I'd be absolutely frightening It'd to be a like... woman in those days. No, but I think the 50s would be kind of fun, bopping around and soda shops and school dances. I don't know. It just seems like just a simpler time.
Grover, how about you? If you could go back in time, where would you like
I'm
to go?
I'm going straight Biff from Back to the Future, and I'm taking the sports Biff. Book, and I'm getting rich, and I'm going to own me a bunch of Quick Trips, and I'm going to be happy.
You're going to be the owner, the inventor of Quick Trips.
Yes.
But
I
don't
like this.
You, see, you're the that's the 50s, isn't it? The Biff day when they went back, that's the
50s,
right?
Yes, and
right?
then he bet on, he got a hold of a sports book. They went forward, then back, and forward in the second one. He got the sports book.
But the gist of his mom and dad going back trying to keep them together was the 50s, right?
Right, yes.
Yeah.
But Biff got the book, and it would, the world was just a horrible place to live because of that.
I'd be nicer than that.
You would be good.
I'm not worried about making everyone else like miserable. I'm just worried about making, you know.
But wouldn't that be, I mean, you know, you see movies all the time, you know, time traveling or going into the future and that, and it's like... You know, you wonder if there really are people out there that are working on a machine thinking that they can, you know, go through some sort of warp or, you know, dimension that would take you back. It seems crazy to think of that.
What's crazier is when you go back and watch some of the old shows and they show the future as being 2020 and we're like driving cars and up in the air, you know, and everything's like crazy. So, you know, the future is supposed to be in 2020, like incredible.
Well, remember the big 2000, just turning 2000. Everybody thought that was going to be, you know, a huge change in the world.
The Y2 crash, you know, everybody thought it was going to be, everything was going to crash. All
space
the computers.
Suits. Yeah. I'm sure it won't be too long before the cars will be hovering over the road instead of on wheels.
Nah.
Do you think so? I think so. I definitely do.
It'd be a scary place. People can't even keep it on the road.
Hey, you'd have all that space if you were just in the air. You wouldn't have those lines. How would you keep people in the lines?
I don't think you could.
There are no lines in the up in space.
Well, in the movies, when they do the cars that are up in the air, they tend to stay in their little, they have the little lanes running down the road.
What movie have you been watching?
You know what I'm talking about. This, you know, the futuristic movies. They're kind of, you know, traveling along the way.
Yeah.
So speaking of the future,
mm-hmm.
What happened a long time ago?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Well, this is basically your segment.
you mean this day in history?
Okay, so you know what I do for this show. There's like a lineup that we do.
For everything.
So no, there's a lineup, and it kind of makes sure that we stay on track and that we don't forget our guests and things like that. And according to the lineup, after I talk about National Day, you want to tell about what happened in this day in history. So see, you're not following your lineup, or you'd know it was your cue.
Neither
to
are
go
you,
into it.
You forgot your business highlight.
Yeah, we can come back to that. That just didn't seem to fit into what we were talking about.
Well,
yet.
On this day in history, oh, man, if I can get through it. Hey, it's quite appropriate, though, because in this day in history, 1993, Bill Clinton signed the NAFTA, signed it into law.
You do sound like him now.
A little bit.
Boy, yeah. He looks old.
Yeah, he does.
At the funeral, he looks so old.
And in this day in history, first of all, we cannot forget that in December 7th, which was yesterday, 1941, is when Japan came in and attacked Pearl Harbor.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that was yesterday.
That was right.
So, but it was this day in history that the United States declared war on Japan.
Oh.
Yes, a day later. Yeah, we're taking you out now. and in sports in 1940, check this out, the score. The Bears beat the Redskins 73-0 in the NFL championship game. 73-0.
Is that the highest scoring ever?
Not the highest scoring. The highest scoring, I think, was the Rams and the
Monday night game.
The Monday night game, as far as
what
both,
was that?
That was 106, wasn't it?
Yeah.
106.
And 1,001 total yards offense on both sides.
Oh, my God. The Rams did that against another team?
Yes.
Which team?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh,
that was like about 3 weeks ago.
Where were you, Kelly?
Oh, you know what? I was watching that. I think I forgot. That's crazy. That's so sad.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, and, anything else good?
Give me a little music there, brother.
We need music?
Yeah, we do for this.
See, everybody gets music but me.
What is this like?
It was this day in 1980 that John Lennon was assassinated in New York City.
Wow.
Yeah, former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed by Mark David Chapman on December the 8th. And I didn't realize this. I had forgotten how late it was, but it was like 10:50 p.m.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll never forget Monday Night Football. Sorry, trying to be able to talk.
You're going to be like this the whole show?
It's going to be a little bit hard. But Howard Cosell came on and breaking into the commentary, you know, an unspeakable tragedy confirmed by...
You're trying to do his voice now with your...
I'm trying to just even talk. Confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City, John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, shot twice in the back, rushed into the Roosevelt Hospital, is dead on arrival.
Gosh.
I know.
Crazy. That's sad.
It is sad.
Wonder what he'd be doing right now. Think he'd still be making music?
Yeah, hopefully he wouldn't let Yoko sing anymore.
That was not very nice.
I know. So there you go. That's this day in history.
See? You almost missed it. It was good stuff.
Was good stuff.
Do you think someday we'll be in this day in history? So like this day in history back in 2018, Gordon Kelly. Well, you know what we said this morning when we were coming in? It's like Groundhog Day. So it's like, here we go again.
Here we go again. It's trying to get to the studio in 10 minutes from 30 minutes away.
The same Saturday every Saturday.
I know. And every Saturday it's just a major like going and getting here. I said if we went up another hour, we'd still like 2 minutes before going, oh my God, we're not there yet. We're almost there. It's the same thing.
We went to a Christmas party last night and at Bill, how do you say Bill's last name? Bill Zwickle?
Zwickle?
Yeah. Bill Zwickle's house. And we ran into Chris Shreves from Circle of Advisors, our friend Chris Shreves. And he said something that was pretty funny. He says, you know what?
No matter, we were driving him home.
No matter where I am, when somebody calls me, he goes, where are you at? And he goes, I'm just 20 minutes away. No matter where I am, I could be an hour away. I'm 20 minutes away.
I'm just 20 minutes away.
Be there in 20 minutes.
That's right. So did you know that today it is estimated that more than 150 million light sets are sold in America? More than 80 million homes are decorated with holiday lights. And did you know, okay, how many years ago? Oh, you guys probably looked already. Did you look? You don't even read it anyway.
About, I peruse it for phone numbers.
I peruse it. So I like that word.
I've used it twice today.
Is it your new one? Is it your new word? I kind of like that. I'm going to peruse the aisles for shopping today.
Okay.
Does that sound good? What'd you do today?
So you're going shopping today? I didn't know that. No. You didn't tell me that.
I was just making a sentence. But I am going to use that. If someone says, what are you doing? I'm perusing.
Perusing.
Okay. So how many years do you think that lights began to be on the homes? You know, people started lighting up their homes for Christmas. How many years ago do you think that happened?
I have no idea.
You think your grandparents 70. Old there? You perused it.
I was trying to think realistically. I swear I didn't really read anything there.
60 or see, years ago.
I was almost said 50, but I was like, no, because that's closer than... I
mean, when you
we're
think
in 2020
about,
now, so 50 years doesn't seem that long ago.
That is not... I mean, that is not that long ago at all for Christmas lights to start appearing on homes. I mean, really think about it. That is nothing. It's a very short time ago. I mean, I just assume Christmas lights have been going on for a long time. And do you know, like, kind of the reason
they
why?
Invent electricity.
Who invited you? So the Yule log. Did you ever go? What the heck is it? Something you eat? What's a Yule log?
It was before electricity. That's what they used before electricity.
That's very good, Gordon. You with your word peruse and you with your...
That's what they used to ward off evil spirits.
You read.
Of course I did.
Wait, I thought it was that fireplace that they showed on TV every Christmas. You just watch a fireplace on TV and they call it...
The Yule log.
I don't.
I thought it was something you put on the Christmas table to eat.
I watched the puppy thing where they have the puppies running around in front of the fireplace. You ever see that one?
They have a puppy bowl type thing for the fireplace?
Yes, on Christmas. Oh. So you can either watch the fireplace by itself or you can watch little puppies running around and kittens.
Well, puppies every time.
Kittens. Puppies and kittens. They win everything all the
time.
You want to
get more likes on your Facebook post? Just put a puppy on it.
It's the truth. You put God on there and you get one like. You put puppies and the whole world shows up.
Oh my gosh.
So that is how the tradition is that, you know, the candles and the different things that they used in the Yule log. I mean, that is kind of where the Christmas
lights. What actually makes a Yule log? Is it just a log or is it a special type of log made of different things?
It's a special type of log.
Tell me more, Kelly.
Luminaria. I'll use a big word like that. How about that one? So, stealing my thunder. All right. So, our show today. Okay. So, let me get that out. We have Heather Dixon, Wall Work. Wow. Wow. Way to butcher someone's last name. She is a Disney illustrator, but she's an author that brings new life to the classic Nutcracker that has a musical twist to it. So, we're going to find out about that. We also got a great interview today with BJC. Their hospice program has an organization and a program they put together called Weavings. And it's so wonderful that they do this. You wish it never had to happen, why they have to do it. But we're going to tell you about Weavings, especially, you know, the holiday time. It can be very difficult for a lot of families out there that endure you know, what we'll be talking about. And then Christine Frisella is in, our fashion lifestyle coordinator, and she's got some great things for things to do for Christmas with the family and, you know, preparing for that new year. So we're going to talk with her. And then, of course, Matinee Chat with Kathleen Kaiser. And, you know, there isn't really the movie of the week. There's not a blockbuster out. So she's got something a little unique and different that she's going to bring to the show to share with us for the holiday season. So we'll have fun with that. So that'd be good. And today I will have a little bit later on, along with your What's Rockin', I'm going to have a little delicious scoop because I want to let you know what's going on in the relationship world in Hollywood. Do you care?
No. You know me, I can't stand those shows. I can't stand like TMZ. I can't stand all that stupid crap.
Are you jealous?
No, it's just like it's a
You're
waste.
You're jealous.
No, it's a waste of time.
Because they're movie stars. They're nobody.
It's a waste of time.
Like the Kardashians and people like that, they get to be somebody.
Who cares?
But I care about these people.
Nobody cares.
You know what? You know what?
Somebody does, unfortunately. Nobody cares.
You know what? I'm going to say this right on air.
They would be poor people.
Liar. Because if you didn't care, you know what he wants to do today?
Watch
Hallmark movies. Hallmark.
What's wrong with Hallmark movies?
He wants to watch movies.
What does that have to do?
You know what? These
caring what celebrities are doing.
Entertain
Candace Cameron
you.
Saves Christmas over and over again. Right. It's great.
Last night, I'm getting ready to go to the party. I go, and he's sitting there with this bag of Fritos, all cozy. And I go, are you watching Hallmark? He goes, yes, I am. I'm like, you just lost your man card again.
No, I'm just amazed how it always snows at the most appropriate time.
And everybody gets married within 24 hours.
Go look for the Hallmark drinking game. You'll have all kinds of fun.
We talked about that the other day.
We need to do that.
In fact, her name was Faith in the one we were watching. So
right. Anytime you get a name like Faith, Noelle, Chris, Nick,
yeah.
Take a drink.
Take a drink. Well, so anyway, so that Gordon loves watching movies, and he knows every movie star, and he knows their names. He does their voices.
Old
don't tell
ones,
me you don't care.
New ones, not new ones. I don't have no clue who the new actors are or actresses are today.
Okay.
I don't have a clue.
Okay, I'm going to leave it for later, but there's a show that you have to binge watch, and I'm going to save it for Kathleen when she's on, but you have to watch the show. It is the best show ever, and by the way, I watched the last one without you while you were sleeping. I couldn't wait. So I watched it. Oh, so when we watch it, I'll just act like I didn't watch it. Yeah, I couldn't help myself. It was like an addiction. It drug me to the TV. I couldn't stand to be without it. So, and I feel like it's going on without me right now, which really makes me super sad. Okay, so what time is it? We have to go to break because we have a guest coming on. But I do want to kind of mention a couple things too.
Kind of mention?
Yeah. You know, Kevin Hart, like what you guys think about that? Wow. Well,
that's
going to
take a little bit more time.
Yeah. I know. So I'll talk about it later. But we do want to mention before we take it to break for the other breaks that we have to do, I want to give a big shout out to Stallone's Formal Wear. It is that time of the year. And you know, when you need something to wear, you're going to a Christmas party, there's a lot of galas in that are coming up for the year, which are great to go to raise money for really needy causes. You know, it's so simple to go in, and they don't just have the black tuxes anymore. There's some cool stuff out there that
really
you can
great
get.
Stuff, yeah.
So you can go online, take a look.
They
there's
have
several
five
locations.
Five locations, South County, O'Fallon, Ladue, Maryland Heights, and Chesterfield. You can go to stallonesformalwear.com. And find out all the information that you need and how they can measure you, even if you're not in the store.
Are you going to get measured? We're 127 days off to our wedding.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I'm going to rethink this after a couple things you said today, though. So it's 10:28, and we're going to take it to a break.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done?